Hey, it is your old pal Will. Welcome back to yet another episode of Vinyl-O-Matic. In this episode, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to examine an album. This is an album that was very influential on myself. What more could a 7-year-old ask for than garage rock, bubblegum pop, rockabilly, and other odds and ends? I am talking, of course, about K-Tel's great Goofy Greats. Released in 1975, 24 original classics by 24 original artists. Well, actually, I think it's more like 23 original artists, because there are a few repeating individuals. Well, actually 22 now that I look at the list. Anyway, let's get things started off with The Royal Guardsman and Snoopy vs. the Red Baron.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men have never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. The bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to seek revenge, but the Baron shot him down.
Curses wild again.
Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight. Tried everything, but he'd run out of tricks. Snoopy fired once, and he fired twice, and that bloody Red Baron went spinning out of sight. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water. And I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water. And the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water.
Guess there isn't any more.
Cha-cha-cha! all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet,
rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
low rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock 'em tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap for their wings, singin' go bird, go rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' robin,
tweet.
Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. A pretty little raven at the birdman stand talked him out to the pump and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my up the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
blow, rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tweet, tweet,
we own the pretty little raven at the birdman stand. Caught him out to do the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' robin,
tweet,
blow, rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. Got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur, and he can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of howl, like great big lions and grizzly bears. The toughest man there is alive.
Alley-oop.
Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide.
Alley-oop.
He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
Alley-oop. He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees.
Alley-oop.
Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees.
Alley-oop.
The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
Goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Ride, daddy, ride. Hi, yo, dinosaur. Ride, daddy.
Welcome back to Vinyl-O-Matic. We are halfway through side one of K-Tel's Goofy Greats. We heard from the Royal Guardsmen with Snoopy vs. the Red Baron, released in 1966. We heard from Brian Hyland and Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, released in 1960. We heard from the New Beats and Bread and Butter, released in 1964. From 1960, we heard the Finderman with Mule Skinner Blues. We heard from Bobby Day with Rockin' Robin, that is from 1957, and we finished off that set with the Hollywood Argyles and Alhoop. That is a Kim Fowley project, believe it or not, from 1960. Let's keep things moving along with Johnny Thunder. No, not Johnny Thunders, Johnny Thunder.
Everybody's having a great time. All the gang's here and a dancing, yeah. And I'm a looping with the baby of mine. Come on now, and
here we go, loop, loop.
Everybody loop.
Here we go, loop,
loop, loop, loop, loop.
Here we go, loop, loop,
loop, loop, loop, loop.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah. On a Saturday night. Darling, are you ready? Loop a loop, loop with me. Stop right there. Wait just a minute until I count to three. On one.
Such a sweet thing, good enough. echoes of my mind. Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking back on a track, gonna do it my way.
Thank you. said farewell.
Welcome back to Vinyl-O-Matic. I'm your old pal, Will. We are examining K-Tel's Goofy Greats. We started that set off with Johnny Thunder and Loop de Loop from 1963. From 1968, we heard from the Ohio Express and Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. We heard from the George Baker Selection and the most quote-unquote current track from Goofy Greats. That was Little Green Bag from 1970. We heard from Brooklyn's The Tokens and The Lion Sleeps Tonight from their 1961 hit. We heard from Minneapolis's The Trashmen with Surfin' Bird from 1963. And we heard from The Ohio Express yet again with their follow-up hit Chewy Chewy from 1968. Before we continue with the music, you can come and visit your old pal Will and a bunch of other funny people, myself not included, at the KWTF Comedy Palooza happening this Saturday evening at Arlene Francis Center in Santa Rosa, California. Visit the KWTF website for more information. Coming up next on our examination of K-Tel's Goofy Greats, the not entirely politically sensitive song Ahab the Arab by Ray Stevens.
Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sands. He had emeralds and rubies just a-dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Veils, the swingin'est number one dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, oh, yo, put your Aramic foot, whoa, babies. And Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho, ho. There she was, friends and neighbors laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of chitterlings, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an ROC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry, and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? And Ahab walk up to her and he say, oh yeah, 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 oh 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 which is Aramaic for let's twist again like we did last summer, babies. And she say, crazy baby. All of a sudden the sun walked in. Ahab knew that this was the end. Him and Fatima was caught by surprise, and the sun had fire flashing out of his eyes. Well, a sudden charge that Ahab, intending to make a dent in his head, but he fled with Fatima, and out of the tent they went. They jumped on Clyde and started to ride, cutting out across the sand with the sun's whole army in hot pursuit. On and on they ran. Well, to make the long story short, they got away, cause there weren't no animal alive what could keep up with Clyde once he got started, cause he was the swiftest steed on the old desert babies. And they made it across the border where he had hopped all his rubies and emeralds, and they bought him a swanging little split level pad and lived happy ever after. Yeah, and that's the story about Ahab, the Arab, the Sheikh of the burning sand.
The name game. Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Furley, Be Fine, Mo Merrily. Shirley. Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingan, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Bingan, Be Fine, Mo Mingan. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name I treat it like it wasn't there, but a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B, then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F, third plane, then a B, Phi, and a Mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bobano, Bonana, Fana, Bobano, Fee, Fi, Momano, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob, Bob, Dr. Fee's Bob, Bob, or Fred, Fred, drop the F's, Bob, Red. M's more airy. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Bo.
Then Banana Founder and Fo.
Banana Fo.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bo.
Then a Fee, Fi, and a Mo.
Fee, Fi, Mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Bo.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony. Tony, Tony, Bo, Boney, Banana. Only be fine, Momoni, Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy. Billy, Billy, Bo, Billy, Bo, Nana, Panna, Bo, Billy, be fine, Mo, Millie. Billy. Very good. Let's do Marsha. Marsha, Marsha, Bo, Marsha, Bo, Nana, Panna, Bo, Basha, be fine, Mo, Asha. Marsha. A little trick with Nick. Nick, Nick, Bo, Big, Bo, Nana, Panna, Bo, Big, be fine, Mo, Mick. Nick.
Of the music that is mine. tambourine. Drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Rudy and Ray. Well, it's time, my baby, for walking. Well, the night's the band today.
Welcome back to Vinyl-O-Matic. I am your old pal, Will. We just heard from Bill Haley and his Comets, See You Later, Alligator, from 1956. We heard from Piero Umiliani, there we go. Yeah, I'm totally Italian, trust me. We heard Mana, from 1968, and believe it or not, that had its first appearance in a Italian exploitation film called... Yes, you guessed it, Sweden, Heaven or Hell. Prior to that, we heard from the 1910 Fruit Cum Company's hit single Simon Says from 1968. We heard from the Lemon Pipers and their quasi-psychedelic Green Tambourine from 1967. We heard from the great Shirley Ellis and her song The Name Game from 1964. And we got that set started off with Ray Stevens, one of his lesser tracks, if you ask me, but Ahad the Arab, a hit nevertheless. Let us continue our examination of Goofy Greats from KTEL with The Playmates.
Shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right there. behind, he still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash rapper was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a rapper to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The rapper pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled out his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second
about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they could kiss on a night like this. And I look into your big brown eyes, it's so very plain to see that it's time you learn about the facts of life, starting from A. Tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love.
On a Tennessee anthill, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky high. And the record man said everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville, and up north here ain't nobody buys them, and I said but I will. And it was Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Pick it. Thank you.
macaroni. Ought to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. She's not very bad, just skin and bone.
That about wraps it up for us here on Vinyl-O-Matic. You, of course, are tuned into the fun 88.1 KWTF. In that set, we heard from The Playmates with Beep Beep from 1958. We heard from Jewel Atkins and his song The Birds and the Bees from 1965. We heard from Love and Spoonful and their song Nashville Cats, 1966 is when that was released. Some of you may be interested to know that Love and Spoonful were actually auditioned to be the Monkees early on in the casting stage of that project. Turns out, didn't work out so well for them. We did not hear from Larry Verne and his song Mr. Custer from 1916 because, well, it's a pretty awful song, so I am sparing you all. Trust me on that one. And we heard from Larry Williams with his song Boney Maroney from 1957. And we rounded that set off with another song from the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. 1, 2, 3, red light, green light, red light, green light, 1968. Join me again here next week on KWTF as we take another stroll through my record collection. Next week, the topic is The Beatles. Yes, I am that creative. Be sure to stay tuned for the amazing Josh and Josh with their program Pillow Storm, which is followed by the great Chris Selvig. Tune in next week. Once again, you are listening to the fun 88.1 KWTF Bodega Bay and KWTF.net on the internets.
at Woolworths. Original hit albums at an incredible price. Albums with 16 to 18 hits by America's favorite stars. Get twice the music of other albums at half the price. Originally $7.98, now only $3.99. Give the gift of music at prices you can afford. Look for the Ronco album display. Great albums and tape, only $3.99 at all Woolworth and Woolco stores.